Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Site work starts next month on a big project that will transform another block in the Deer District. We're talking about new housing and facilities for MATC. The Bucks have teamed up with Jay Jeffers and Company on the project. The founder and CEO, Josh Jeffers, joins us live in the studio. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So take us into your vision for this block of the Deer District. And let's start with housing, because we've seen a bunch of new apartments go up in downtown Milwaukee in recent years. Who will these units target, and what will they look like?
Yeah, great question. There has been a tremendous amount of multifamily development in downtown Milwaukee over the last decade. But a lot of it has been targeted towards what we call market rate housing. So these are luxury apartments that they're gorgeous, but they're very expensive and a little bit out of reach for most people. Our vision for the Block 5 site, the Fieldhouse Flats, is this is housing for the missing middle, right? Everyone always kind of talks about this group of people that needs housing in downtown and can't necessarily afford the luxury apartments. So that's what this is. It's workforce housing. People talk about that term a lot. So the concept is it's 269 apartment units. The entire development would be affordable and workforce housing units for ideally people that want to both live and work downtown.
What does that mean, by the way? When we say affordable these days in Milwaukee, what is that price point?
Yeah, so affordable is generally considered anything that's, 60% of area median income or less, right? So that could be apartment units that are, by and large, on average, under $1,000 a month or up to that level. The missing middle that we sometimes talk about are workforce housing. That could be anything from 60% as high as 120% of AMI, which is kind of confusing sometimes, right? Like how could workforce housing mean something that's more than 100% AMI. And the reason for that is because when we talk about market rate, the market sets market rate, but area median income is sort of a different metric that gets tracked. So that's really the target market that we're looking at. Anything between this as low as 50% area median income all the way up to about 80% area median income.
So Josh, how do you keep those costs in check, right? I mean, it costs more to build anything, right, at this point. And yes, you do have some high rises that are beautiful and luxurious and they've got a expansive view, and you might even see Lake Michigan. These will not be that, but keeping those costs in check while still having a quality and well-built home or dwelling,
that's right.
How do you do that?
Yeah, so these will be Class A apartment units, and the way that we do it is through help from various tax credit programs that exist. So these are dollar-for-dollar offsets against federal income tax liability that will go to help support the construction of the building. So here in Wisconsin, we've got WEDA, based out of Madison, stands for the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. They provide a tax credit that helps offset the cost of construction. That, in addition to the city of Milwaukee, is generously supporting this project through tax incremental financing, which also goes a long way to offset our production cost of the building so that we can then turn around and rent the units out at a slightly lower level than market rate.
So we're talking about affordable units, but I imagine you still have some neat amenities, because every apartment building these days, it seems like the next one and the next one just has bigger and better amenities.
The amenity war.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable. So you really don't have to leave your apartment in some cases.
That's right. Yeah. This building will be an amenity-rich, again, Class A building where it has everything from covered, secured, heated parking built within the building all the way to multiple outdoor decks on top of the building, outdoor spaces. Outdoor is a really nice amenity that we have here in Wisconsin. And then all these other little amenities you talk about, the pet wash.
Pet wash.
That's
okay,
right.
That's a good one. I always wished I had a pet wash.
You need the pet spa.
That is great. So the other big part of this project, so housing is a huge part of it, but also this athletic facility and the basketball court for MATC.
Right.
This is a big project because you're not just building the units, the housing units, you're also teaming up with MATC to find out what they need. So how did that all go?
Yeah, so we, 5 years ago, our company did the redevelopment of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel city block of buildings. And as a part of that overall redevelopment, we built student housing for MATC, and we got brought into MATC's world and everything that they were looking for their students, which, again, that started with satisfying a housing need that they had with the old Milwaukee Journal Sentinel buildings. But at the time, we realized that they were also looking for a downtown student athletic facility. So this really means it's a regulation-sized basketball court. The MATC Stormers are national champs, and they didn't have their own designated court to play in. So that will be a part of this complex. We've got 30,000 square feet on the ground floor that will be designated for MATC's athletic purposes.
That is really amazing. It was years ago they had that rooftop sort of soccer field and multi-purpose turf field that was built on top of a parking garage. I thought that was wildly creative and a great way to use downtown space, which is not easy to find opportunities on your own campus if you're downtown for facilities like that. And it was brilliant. And certainly that area is no longer a concrete jungle.
That's right.
Go back to early 2000s. It was Mayor Norquist's dream. Do something with this area, please. So it's great to see it develop into what it is. What else is key for those who are living in that area, right? People don't want to go too far to get to the things they want to do, eat, drink, play, all that kind of stuff. What else is part of this development is critical for those who would choose to live there?
Yeah, so this location, so it's Block 5, right? It's right across the street from where the Modern apartments are, just to the east of the New Trade Hotel. It is in the Deer District. So we're in the big entertainment district of downtown, kind of fast becoming one of the higher rent districts of downtown. But you've got all the amenities of Fiserv Forum, all the other restaurants, all the entertainment. We're not that far from the Baird Convention Center. And this actually kind of ties into why we wanted to structure this as workforce housing, that there are so many people that work for a lot of those restaurants and shops and the convention center that aren't able to afford downtown living. So our thought is this is a way to provide housing for those people.
What is it like to team up with the Bucks on a project like this and other projects? Because I'll tell you what, as somebody who grew up in Milwaukee and grew up cheering for the Bucks, even when they weren't very good.
Yeah.
I mean, the new owners, this organization has just transformed not only the team, but our city, specifically the Deer District.
Absolutely. The Bucks have been a fantastic partner for us. They're contributing this land into the partnership, and they've been very supportive throughout the process. We've been working with them for almost 3 years on this project. And for anyone who hasn't been paying attention, the last 3 years have not been an easy time in the commercial real estate world. Interest rates have gone up so much, inflation, construction costs, all of these variables have kind of gone against us. And this project, it's taken a lot of twists and turns. And at every step of the way, the Bucks have been a great partner with us throughout the process.
Can we get a tour?
Right now, that tour is pretty easy.
Yeah, here's the dirt.
That's
right. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I know.
That's
in time, I would love to take a walk through it.
Yeah,
right?
We could do a hard hat tour at any point once construction gets underway next spring.
So what exactly is the timeline? Because we mentioned the site work starts next month, but then you're looking, what, spring for groundbreaking? And then how quickly might we actually see this building up?
That's right. So it's a big building. It's a very sizable site. It's over 2.5 acres of land right in the downtown. You mentioned kind of the Park East highway from 20 plus years ago. This is one of the last great developable sites of the old Park East area. So it's a large structure. It's got a big parking component to it. And this first phase of development that we're starting next month is really just footings and foundations, just preparing the site to then be able to build the structure on it starting next spring. It'll be delivered in phases. So the field house component of it for MATC would get delivered at the end of next year, 2026. That'd be kind of the first phase that comes online. Then we'll see apartments coming online in early 2027, and then the total delivery of the building around late spring, maybe early summer 2027.
Awesome. Another massive piece of the Deer District. Josh Jeffers, founder and CEO of J. Jeffers & Company. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.